Christopher Nixon Optometrists on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Right, it's the time of the month when we talk about all things eyes. So, of course, I've come along to Starbeck. I'm at Christopher Nixon Optometrist and I'm here with the main man himself. Hello.
Hello there, Beth. We've got a rather full house today, haven't we, Beth?
We have. We're having quite a party in here. We've got a variety of different people. Would you like to introduce who these people are and why on earth we're talking to them today?
Well, I've got to probably contain my excitement because alongside me to my right is Professor Bernie Chang, who I've known for possibly... He might be embarrassed to know this, but it's probably 25 years.
Wow, okay.
And then I've also got a patient who's probably known me an equal length of time, is Mrs. Christine Feeney. Bernie here, he's what they call an oculoplastics ophthalmologist, which I might just go over to him now and ask him to explain what an oculoplastics ophthalmologist does and is.
Thank you for having me, and thanks to Chris for inviting me as well to come today, and obviously Mrs. Feeney for volunteering to be the patient today.
Repeat that title again that Chris just said, because I definitely can't repeat that.
An ophthalmologist is an eye surgeon, and oculoplastics is the area around your eyelids. So I subspecialise in lid problems, tear duct problems, and orbital problems.
Christine is here because she is one of your patients, or one of both of your patients, actually. So, Christine, let's go back to the beginning. What was it that you first thought, oh, this could be a bit of a problem? What was wrong with your eye?
Well, I've had a sort of weeping eye and also an irritant. And when I look at my eye, I can see that my eyelid is turning inwards, my bottom eyelid is turning inwards, so that my eyelashes are actually going on to my eye.
Is that uncomfortable physically?
Yes, it's very irritating. And originally, Chris suggested that I just put a bit of micropore on to just pull it down, but it's not very elegant doing that. And that was, it perhaps would happen once a week, but now it's almost permanent. I would say it is permanent.
Yeah. Do you know why that's happened?
No, not really. That's what I'm relying on Bernie to tell me. At the moment, I've got drops from the doctor just to help with the irritation, and I have ointment to put on at night time.
But obviously some a bit more of a solution would be ideal.
A more permanent solution, yeah.
So let's go over to Mr. Permanent Solution, otherwise known as Professor Bernie Chang.
The condition Mrs. Feeney has got is called a lower lid entropion. So entropion means that the eyelid is rolling inwards, and it occurs for a number of reasons, really. The main reason is that as we, for want of a better word, get older, everything tends to loosen up. So the tissue around our body gets more lax, and our eyelid becomes loose. And essentially that can result in two problems, really. One is that the lid can roll inwards, but the other is that the lid can also go outwards, what we call an ectropion. But obviously in this case here, the lid is rolling in. The other things that contribute to why the lid rolls in is what we call a lower lid retractor weakness. We've got muscles that move our eyelids, and there's a muscle that helps to pull the eyelid downwards when we look down, and that muscle has also loosened, and essentially some of the eye bags, the fatty tissue that we've got around our eyes, is able to push through, and that tends to roll the eyelid inwards. I think you can't underestimate how uncomfortable it can be. I mean, we all have one or two lashes that loosen and get stuck in our eyes. And just that one eyelash makes us feel very uncomfortable.
It does, yeah.
In her case, it's the whole of the lower lid that's rolling in. So all her lashes are able to rub onto the surface of her eye. So it is quite irritable. In terms of treatment, it depends, obviously, on how bad the problem is. She's already mentioned the more conservative things that patients can do. You can take the eyelid outwards with micropore. Aesthetically, it doesn't look very nice to go around with tape from your lid to your cheek.
Maybe you could put some diamantes on it or something. Make it like bling. Yeah.
But also, you can try to protect the surface of the eye. So you put lubricating eye drops in, which Mrs. Feeney, it sounds as though she's tried that. Mm-hmm. There are medical solutions as well. You can try to stop the eyelid from rolling in by paralyzing the lid muscles. And the way we do that medically is to inject botulinum toxin. Same chemical, really, the toxin that is used to reduce your facial lines for cosmetic reasons. Don't forget, Botox came about more for treatment of medical conditions. It was a side effect that people noticed that you have less lines after the Botox treatment, that it got a commercial license for cosmetic use. The trouble with the medical treatment, the injections, is that botulinum toxin doesn't last. It may last 2 or 3 months if we're lucky, and then you have to keep repeating the injections. So the gold standard for treatment really is surgery. And the aim of the surgery is to correct the issues that have caused or allowed the lid to roll in the first place. So you would have to tighten that lower lid retractor muscle, and you would also have to tighten the eyelid by shortening it. In over 98% of cases, it will be more or less a permanent cure.
So, Christine, having listened to the different options, what are your thoughts on this?
I think I'll go for the gold standard one.
The gold standard?
Yeah, I don't want to be going back every 2 or 3 months, really.
What will it mean to you to not have to deal with this problem anymore?
Oh, it'll be very nice. Yeah? Be very comfortable, actually.
It's a local anaesthetic daycare procedure. If patients are a little bit anxious about having local anaesthetic, which obviously stings, it does hurt when it goes in, but it wears off fairly quickly, usually after about 20-30 seconds. But if patients are particularly anxious, then they can have a little bit of sedation. And in the extreme cases where patients are really anxious about any surgery close to the eyes, they can even have it done under general anaesthetic.
To you, Chris, is this something that you've seen a lot of? Is Christine's case quite rare? How often is this coming to you?
In terms of the practice here, we see cases like Christine's maybe once or twice a year, you know, not that frequent. But I'm sure Bernie sees them a lot more frequently than I do, because all these cases are sent to Bernie. Mm-hmm. I've seen the results of his work on lids from many patients, and it's It is superb work, and I'm very confident in referring Christine to Bernie. I know she's in the best hands.
And of course, if anyone wants to come and find out more about what you do and what goes on here, they can search online for Christopher Nixon, and they can come and see you right here in Stourbeck. All of you, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Christopher Nixon Optometrists on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.